Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Zayin, and we are on in the sugyas of the first perek. The last year we had very important yanim and yanim of the bracha and how often you make the bracha. We really didn't get to talk about that, but hopefully later in the mesechta we will. The mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah and the mitzvah of how many mitzvahs there are. But what the mishnah is involved in now is the last point we mentioned, sukkah tachas a sukkah, or sukkah tachas a ilan. So if a sukkah is under a tree, so it's as if you, it's in a house. It's in a house. Also, very strong lashon. It's not just puzzle. It's ki'ilu, it's in a house. But the Bavli talks about, you know, why dafka, that lashon is used, to express. But again, we saw if there are two layers of schach, each one is not, roi to cover the whole sukkah. Each one of them has more sun than shade, but together they could have enough schach. So how what's the maximum distance that could be in between them? So that was a machlokas. We had the last thing we mentioned, whether it's 10 tfachim or 4 tfachim. The 10 tfachim we understand, because maybe that's what, why is that the limit? Because the minimum height of a sukkah is 10 tfachim. So in order for schach to combine, if there's a sukkah space between them, that's no good. So if it's only less than a sukkah space, and then they're all combinable, the schach. But what about the four tefach? So lechora, the four tefach is because of an ohel. Four tefach is ohel. And that's what the Karban Eda says. And this, the one who holds 10, ask the one who holds 4, is it because of ohel? But even one is an ohel. Right? That's what the Karban Eda explains. Because regarding tumas ohel, even a tefach, is bokas. Again, if you have an ohel that's this tuma within the ohel that could hold in the tuma, so to speak. This tuma's ohel. If there's a dead body inside a building and there's an ohel inside the building, so then you can stand on top of the roof. That's not going to make you tummy. But for other areas of halacha, so he says if it's 4, so even 1, so there's no answer to that question. He'll have to be mechalik between different areas of halacha. For Hilchas Shabbos, 1 tefach is also. What about creating an ohel on Shabbos? Or being mosif, right? When it's not allowed to create an ohel on Shabbos. That's the malacha of boneh. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simen Shin Tezvav, talking about different types of ohel. But we paskin Dharam HaAsur Mishim ohel b'Shabbos. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Aser lasos ohel b'Shabbos v'yatif. Afilu uharai. You're not allowed to make an ohel on Shabbos, even if it's an arai ohel, a temporary ohel. V'dafka gag avam mechitzas mutar. Ohel means roof. All means roof. Walls are okay. A mechitza is only a problem of binyan, a wall, if it's halachically accomplishes something. But if it's just a wall that kids are playing, so then that's not a problem if it's just a mechitza. But a roof is a problem. Again, even if it is arai, says the Mishnah Berurah, to ha'osa ol keva, that's going to be daraisa. Dasias ol machatos bor vasoser chamishem soser vegozral ol arai mishem ol keva. And stiras arai mishem stiras ol keva. So that's why the ol arai is also a problem. One is allowed to be mosif onto an ol arai. We don't go that far. To create an ol arai is a problem. If one does it. Sometimes kids like to play under tents. They'll bring some couches together and then put a blanket over the couches in order to make and then put some books over the blanket to hold it in place. So that could be an issue. That could be an issue of an issa d'rabanan of ol arai. The post can say, if you do it in the opposite order, it's not a problem. Because all the thing is d'rabanan. So if you do it with shinoi, so you first bring the blanket and then you bring the walls, then that would be okay. If the roof is there first, like a ping pong table, sometimes kids like to play under and put the blankets on the sides. That's mutter because the roof is there first. And we assume the normal way to build is have the walls and then the roof. But you're allowed to be mosif onto an ol arai. Where might this come up? Comes up sometimes if you have a cover of a stroller or an umbrella, putting out an umbrella, like an umbrella on top of a table in the backyard, and you want to put out the umbrella. So you're allowed to put up the umbrella on Shabbos. So if it's open already a little bit before Shabbos and it has a tefach under it, then it can be mosif. So that's where you see a tefach is relevant. On a baby stroller also, they say it's, if you have a, the plastic that's over it. Just to open and close the baby stroller, that's not a problem with the cover. Because it's meant to be, that's like a door. That's called derech tashmishu. It's meant to be done and undone. But if one has a plastic that you put over, so that could be creating an ohel. And also, if you're just putting it on in the first place, that's creation of an ohel arai. But if it's just being mosif, so then it would be okay. Because that's between mosif on an ohel arai is a lamp. That's a little bit about, tefach and hilchah Shabbos and the like. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Rav Yehuda Omer, Imein Diyur Mila, El Yonah Tachtona Kshera. Rav Yehuda says, if there are, oh, just one other, I forgot to mention, what's been talking about Tumas Ohel, remember the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Tara, where the Rambam says, there are three ways for Tuma to pass. Here we're talking about Ohel regarding Tuma, and Hilchas Shabbos, but Ohel regarding Tuma Vitara is, we know, is one of the three ways that Tuma can be transferred. Tuma can be transferred through Maga, Masa, and Ohel. Touching, carrying, and ohel. Maga and ohel are mefurish b'Torah. They're explicit. They're sukkim in beginning of Parshas Chukas. Hanogeh b'meisachon nefesh adam, v'tameh shevas yamim. Somebody touched a dead body. V'chol ha-ba'el ha-ohel, v'chol asher ba-ohel yitpash shevas yamim. That's tumas ohel. Under the same roof, if a dead body and a person are under the same roof, or the opposite. Not the opposite, just the dead body is on top of the person, or the person is on top of the dead body. That's also ohel. So all of those are ohel. What's not mefurish in the Torah is tumas masa, carrying a dead body, right? Even if I'm not touching it, carrying. Tumas masa, the Rambam says, tumas masa bipi ha-shmua. It's bipi ha-shmua. Maybe we'll get back to that. There's a great Rambam, it has the Mishnah there, but we'll leave that because tumas vatara comes up at the end of the daf, beginning of the next daf as well. But let's continue meanwhile. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, if you have two sukkahs, one on top of another, literally, im ein diyurin mil elyon. If nobody lives on the top one, then the bottom one is kosher. So Gemara says, is that meant to be taken literally? Does it really mean there's nobody living upstairs? That's going to determine whether the bottom sukkah is kosher? Ma diyurin mamish, o afilu re'uya le diyurin. Right? Is it actual diyurin, or is it Roy? Does it mean, is it livable? Not do people live there, but the question is it livable? Maybe that's the issue. If it's livable, then it's already a psul, even if nobody lives there. Or is the issue actual people living there? So Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi here says, min ma detana chad sav kumi Reb Zeira, from the fact that one of the elders quoted in front of Rebbe Zeira the Lashon of the Brisa of Afilu hatachtona, or a lashon of the Gemara. Afilu hatachtona k'sheira. Even the bottom one is kosher. So if you say even, what does that mean? That must mean the top one that's even, right? Les bar nash amar. Nobody will. No, people don't talk. People wouldn't say afilu ela dehu moda al kadmaisa. It would only say afilu if you're adding on something. If you admit to the first, meaning not only is the A kosher, but B is kosher. So if you say even the bottom one is kosher, what must that mean? The top one is for sure kosher, but even the bottom one is kosher, but it's the top one, so that means the people are actually living there. So, hada amra diyurin mamish. So, it says the Gemara here that it must be that the issue is diyurin, actual people living there, not just ro'i ladira, right? Which is, this is against the Bavli. The Bavli has the opposite maskana. It means ro'i ladira, not just people actually living there. If it's ro'i ladira, it already passes the bottom one. Okay. Says the next Mishnah, the third Mishnah here, Halachadal Mishnah Giv. Pires ala sadin mebnei achama, o tachte mebnei anesher. I have a perfectly good sukkah, but it's very sunny. So I'm going to take a sheet. I'm going to take a sheet and put it on top of my sukkah to make it more shady. It has more shade than sun. It's a kosher sukkah, but I'm doing this for protection. So I'm doing this basically for the same reason that I have schacha. Schacha is to protect me. And putting a sheet over to protect me from the sun. Or I put it right under the schach, o tachteh b'bnei anesher. Or I put it right under the schach because some of my schach might have some branches in it and leaves in it. I don't want it to fall into my soup. So I'm going to put a sheet, a perfect schach, and I'm going to put a sheet under it to catch the what falls down. Oh, al shapiris al geh abakinof. Or I have what we would call a canopy bed. Right? I have a bed in my sukkah that has four poles sticking up. And I put something over for decorative purposes. So psula in all these cases, puzzle, right? Because you're not sitting in a sukkah, right? You've puzzled up your sukkah by putting what we would call sukkah schach puzzle, right, the sheet, either on top of the slach or under the slach puzzle, and you put it on the kinuf. The Mishnah Berurah points out in the Bir Halacha Tavresh Chav Zayin points out that even though these three are put together in the Mishnah, the first two mean puzzle anywhere. The whole sukkah is puzzle, right? And the third one is just underneath this canopy bed. It's going to be puzzle. The rest of the sukkah is fine. It's just under the, doesn't ruin the sukkah. It's just, there's a problem with the yeshiva besukkah. Right, the first two are a problem with the chefsa shel sukkah. Right, you've ruined your schach by putting something above or beneath. The third case is a problem with yeshiva besukkah. The sukkah is perfect, but you're sitting in an ohel in the sukkah, and that's the problem. Aval, what are you allowed to do? Poreso anaklite amita. You could put it. Let's say you don't have a canopy bed, but rather you have, instead of a pole on all four corners, you have one on each, one pole on the head of the bed and one pole at the foot of the bed. So just two, and you hang a sheet on there, so, and then it goes down, so that's okay. Why? Because on top, there isn't a tefach wide. And that would be what's needed for it to be considered a roof. This isn't a roof, it just goes down diagonally, and therefore that would be allowed. Period. Says the Braisa, Tani, Tila ba kitayos, Kshera. If I hung curtains in the sukkah, it's kosher. Wow. Where are you hanging curtains? So I'm Reb Chananya. Hadadat Amar Minatzad. This is on the side. Meaning, if you hang curtains on your walls, you can have whatever decorations you want on your walls. Minatzad is kosher. Hamila mal and psula. But if it's on top, it's possible. That's just like the pires. Right? That's just like the spreading the sadin. Right? What's the chiddush of Reb Chananya? The Mishnah said that your schach is ruined if you put the sheet there to protect you from the sun or from the falling leaves. Maybe you would have said only that's a problem because there you put it there to function as the same way schach functions. You put it there to protect you in the sukkah. So there that's going to ruin it. But here, by the curtains, it's just for decorative purposes. Maybe if it's for noy, you don't say it ruins the sukkah. If it's for beauty, Rav Chananya says, no, it still ruins it. Hab milamalan psula. Rav Chananya says, if you put it above, it's possible, even though you put it there lenoy and not for schach purposes. And the Gemara says, this is a machlokas. Because our Mishnah says, what's the only problem? If you put it there, Mebedei HaNesher, for to protect me from stuff that falls down. Amr Rabbi Yosa argues on Chananya, Lo Amr El Mebedei HaNesher. The only time it's a problem and it ruins your schach is if it's, catching what's falling, and it's meant to be the same type of thing. So it kind of integrates with your schach, and it's pasul schach. Hashalom Mebedei HaNesher, but if it's not because of the Nesher, Kishera. That's kosher. Why? Because it's considered decorative, and that's not going to ruin your schach. Right? It's not called schach. Look at the carbon eidah. Ella called shalom b'bnei anesher, ella lina osa. It's just to make your sukkah beautiful. Ein shem schach alei. Vikshera. It's not called schach, and it's kosher. Upalig ad Rabbi Chananya. And he argues, Rabbi Chananya says, if you've put a major, like a curtain, a sheet, spread out under your schach, then that ruins your sukkah. And Rabbi Yosa says, no, only if you put it there for protective purposes, like schach. But if you just put it there for decorative purposes, it is not a problem. That's the what the Gemara says. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Reish Chav Zayin, says the Shulchan Aruch, take out the Chelek Vav here, Tav Reish Chav Zayin, that's the din of sleeping in the sukkah, dini hayashin besukkah. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Starts out with four words of the Ramah. Sarach Leishi Ba'avir HaSukkah. Again, we're going to get back to this Hashem later in the Masechta when we talk about the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah. Sarach Leishi Ba'avir HaSukkah. Hayashi Tachas Amita Basukkah. If I sleep under a bed in the Sukkah, Imi Gavo Asara Tvachim Lo Yotza. 10 Tvachim High, not Yotze. Right? Because that is not allowed. That's sleeping under the, sleeping under another Ohel. Right, if there's 10 tfachim, says the Mishnah Berurah, min ha'aretz ha'tachtes ha'mita gavo asara tfachim, tal yidei she'ish tachas ha'mita avir asara tfachim, chashiv kol u'mafsik ben ha'sukkah. Right, and therefore, v'afilu defanos ha'mita k'sar ma'od, b'kol akam shem ol. So you can't sleep under a bed, if it's 10 tfachim high. But tayosh tachas ha'kila b'sukkah, if you sleep under a canopy, emeina gavo asara tfachim, if it's less than 10 tfachim high, o ein la gag rachav tefach, like the case that we mentioned, yotza, that would be kosher. What about decorations? So pire sadin tachas ha'schach lenoi. What if you spread out a sheet under the schach for beautification purposes? Right, that's this sif. Imu b'toch arba tfachim l'gag. if it's within four tfachim of the roof, kishera. It's kosher. If it's for, it's kawai. Rav Chaim Kanievsky also mentions this din that Reb Yosa only matirs if it's within, right? If it's close to the schach, because then there's batel lagabe the schach. So if it's betochar batvam lagag shera, it would be kosher. Vimu rachum aratvacham bagag psula. But if it is far from the schach, right, then it's a puzzle. Mishnah Berura, tekiva derachokim arba tefachim anaschach, hashivi ba'ape nafshayu, velo batli gabei sikoch. It's considered its own entity, and there's a break between, the schach and the person. V'nimsa shein yoshe, b'tzal sukkah, el b'tzal noy sukkah. You're sitting in the shade of the noy sukkah. V'afiluim osam anoyim chamasim rumem etzalasin. Even if the noy is more chama, gamkein asar v'yesh mekilin v'chulu. V'im, the Mishnah Berurah adds an important point. This is only, what's this saying? That if your decorations are hanging down under four tefachim from the schach, then psula. What does psula mean? So Mishnah Berurah quotes, only if it's wide, if it's four tefachim wide. Right? If it's decorations that are smaller, then it's not going to passel your sukkah. Hainuk sheish b'em shir arba tefachim. Takishar schach passel. Shir okud, it's like other schach passel. That is, that be'emsa is posel before tefachim. If it's not lanoi, right, if it's not lanoi, like we saw in our Gemara, it's going to be pasul. The Rama adds b'shem the Maharil, and this is what we try to do. The yesh li zar shlo litlos shum noy sukkah chutz mipachos me'arba tefachim l'sukkah. Me'at l'sukkah. We try not, if somebody has decorations in their sukkah, like most people do, try to have it within four tefachim of the schach. Within four tefachim of the schach. Even though technically, even if it's lower than four tefachim, if it's not four tefachim wide, it's not going to ruin it. It's not going to ruin it. Not going to ruin the sukkah. To be making considered two sukkahs, you still can't sit under it, but it's not going to ruin the sukkah. But you shouldn't do it, says the Mishnah Berurah. After Medina, ain't lesser rak baruchav arba tefachim. Even though Medina, only if it's four tefachim wide, become makom yesh li zar lechadchila afilu ain't a rochav arba tefachim. Sheishlach Hashem yasad noy harbe atchiyei b'hem shir zev yeshiv tachtav. But maybe you're going to make it this big. Ulefize. Therefore, he says, according to this, according from the Prima Gadim, you shouldn't be hanging trees and other kalim that apostles, afilu lanoi ela betoch arba tfachim l'schach, right, within four tfachim. So that's what we try to. And there are some that are more, they put more of their decorations on the side next to the walls, right, than hanging in the middle. But if one hangs, which many do, it should be within four tfachim of the roof. If you look in the Rashba has a tshuva, and we'll finish with this here. The Rashba quotes in Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Vav, he was asked, Sha'alta. It says, Noi sukkah ein mamatin besukkah, maishna mehutzin yotzin yordu lamata me'asara. Right, we're gonna learn, and it says in the Bavli, on Dav Dalid, that if you have like stuff hanging down from the schach, like some of your schach has branches hanging down, that ruins your sukkah. If you have a 10 tefach high sukkah, and then the branches hang down, that's called the diras srucha. While if you have the same exact sukkah, but its decorations hanging down, it doesn't ruin the sukkah. Why? Says the Rashba. There's a big difference. Kol shehu lanoi eino sirchon. Whatever's lanoi is not, doesn't ruin your experience. The kol shehu sirchon eino noi. V'im ba'al sukkah katz bohen mi yiskiko la torah bakach. V'eino doma lehutzen shayordin. Memela lamata miasar da'anan sadi da'nafshakatzaban. If you have these branches and pointy things hanging down, then for sure you don't want that as part of your sukkah. Good. We continue. Avoporisu anakliti amita. But you're allowed to put, if there's just two poles, one on each end of the bed, you could put a sheet. Rabbi Bibi, Bishar, Rabbi Yochanan, Shekeinu Osa, Chala, Basila Yadav. Because after all, let's say you stretch your elbows. Right? So that's also what you get. Oh hell? There are oh hell under your elbows? No, of course not. Right? Therefore, we compare that to the Naklite Amita. What's the exact comparison? If you look in the, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he points out really there's two ideas. Right? You might have said that it's just the point of, there's no tefach wide space. But what's the mashal of the elbows? So, it seems like the Gemara is saying is that it's not considered a davar kavua. Right? A canopy that's flat on top, there's a real roof, that stays there. But if it's the Naklite Amita, it just hangs down, the comparison to the elbow seems to say that it's an issue of kvius, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Umashma, the time of the Yerushalmi, lav mishum she'en lagag tefach, ka'amar, kidipi rashi b'masnisan. That's the pashup shot. Maybe even if it's slanted down, it is called an ohel. Ela taima mishum destam naklitim einan kivuim. Vidami lemagbi atila yadav. So it's like you're lifting up your arms. Mashenkin agabi akinuf to kviyetfe. Right? That's more kavua. So pashtus, that's what he says. Good. Next mishnah. Hidal es agefen vesatalas. Now we get into, this is the bread and butter of schach. So hidal es agefen vesatalas vesakisos. If I stretch a vine or other type of ivy or growth, and I pull it over my sukkah, v'sikech al gaban, I put a couple of schach on, epsula that's pasul. Why? That's mechubar, that's attached. Your schach cannot be attached. It has to grow from the ground, but it can't be attached. Im haya hasiko char b'mehem, but if I put on a ton of kosher schach, hirba, Rashi uses the lashon of bittel, right, I'm mevatel, the pasul schach in the kosher schach, where I bittel barov, o shekitzeson, or I cut the vines that I had put on, it's no longer mechubar, and now it's grows from the ground, it's not attached to the ground, it is not makabel tumah kshera, that is kosher. Ze'aklal, this is the rule, davar shu makabel tumah, something that's makabel tumah, we switch the v'im to vi. V'in gidulim en aretz, if it's makabel tumah, or it doesn't grow from the ground, ein mesach hakinbo. Right, you need all three. It has to have grown from the ground, not attached to the ground, and not makabel tumah. But anything that is not makabel tumah and it grows from the ground and it's not attached to the ground, so then it is interesting. The Mishnah doesn't say that beferish. I guess the first half of the Mishnah is about the psul mechubar, and then the zehaklal brings in the other. We usually say that schach has three requirements: grow from the ground, not attached to the ground, and not makabel tumah. The zehaklal only has two of those, right? Not makabel tumah and grows from the ground. It's interesting that the first half of the Mishnah, which talks about the third point, it's not like said altogether. As if one might say that there is something that's not even schach and something that is pasul schach. Right? Maybe if it's mechubar, that's not pasul schach. That's a plant. You wouldn't call that pasul schach. That's mechubar. That's ground. But if it's cut, anything on top of the sukkah, so it's not attached to the ground. So if I put a chair on top, if I put food on top, that's pasul schach. That's pasul schach. That's not schach. That's pasul schach. So maybe that's why, lumdus wise, that's why it's formulated like that. It's not equal three requirements. Not equal three requirements. Good. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Bar b'shem Rav v'hu sheyava osan lekach. Oh, when the Mishnah said that all you have to do is cut it. I stretch the vines, and now I'm going to cut it. So when does that work? What's the Mishnah referring to? Right, there's a psul, which we mentioned back in the Hakdama, of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. I have to make the sukkah. I can't create a situation where there's a sukkah if a certain problem is removed. And then memela, once the problem is removed, so then it is, a kosher sukkah. That doesn't work. Right? Let's say you have it by tzitzes also. Let's say one of the corners of your tzitzes rips. The whole corner rips. So now it's not a three-corner garment. So what am I going to do? If I sew it back. I sew back the corner. And now I have made a four-corner garment, but I already have tzitzes on it. That's a problem. Because then I'm creating a situation where memela there's a mitzvah of tzitzes. No, you have to do ta'ase vasulahem tzitzes. Right, so to chagosukas ta'asalucha. You have to create the sukkah. There's a big question. What if I build a sukkah? Right, sometimes people have retractable roofs. So the chanchilo, if somebody's building a sukkah, they should open the roof when they're building the sukkah, right? Not to have it covered and then build a sukkah inside. And then when it's sukkahs, I could undo the retractable roof, because then memela, that could be an issue of tasav elamanasi. I'm not saying it is, but that could be. But that's what the Gemara's issue, the issue is here. If I pull the schach, it's mechubar. So when I cut it, does that remove the problem of tasav elamanasi? So the Gemara says, if you never had in mind to put it as schach, you just had in mind to stretch it on this structure, and now all of a sudden, I want an eschach, then cutting it is not good enough. Only if you originally wanted this to be schach, you just did it in two stages. You pulled it, and now you're cutting it. So that's fine. That's not tassel menasui. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha b'shem Rabbi Zeira tzorach l'naneya. Rabbi Zeira says, or, we'll see, it means an or even if you didn't have it in mind when you first put it there, if you cut it and shake it. Right, that could solve the problem of tasav elamanasui. Amar of Yosa, tartei on lekulin. Both of these are lekulin. It could have either or. If my original kavana was to use it for schach, so then it works for schach, even if I just cut it. There's no problem with hasel manasui. But if I originally didn't want to use it for schach, then I can't just cut it, then I have to move it. So that is why you need both. There is a Rav Salvechik here in the Rishima Shiurim discuss a machlokas Rashi Ritva here on the Daf on Daf Yon Aleph. That what is the problem of Hidla Psula? Rashi says it's mechubar. Ein mesachin b'mechubar. To Amar Bar ba'aspen migardam yikvecha. The Ritva on Yud Aleph Mabez says psul mechubar mishum tasav lo manasi. He connects the two. Rashi says it's a psul mechubar. And the Ritva says, Tzul Mechubar is because of Tasav Lamana Asi. So Rav Salvechik says, Rashi and Ritva seem to be arguing about the Yesod Psol of Mechubar. According to the Ritva, it's not Schach. It's not Schach, right? Tasav Lamana Asi, right? It's not a Chefsa Shal Schach, right? You didn't make it. Vilu Rashi says, no, it's a Chefsa Shal Schach, but it's a Psol because it's Mechubar. It's a Psol, there's a Chefsa of a Mechubar. So again, that's similar to what we were just saying. Is something possible schach or it's not even schach? So the Rav Salvechik thinks that that's the machlokas between Rashi and the Ritva. Weiter. Rabbi Bach in Bar Shalmiya, Rav Yirmiya B'Shem Rav, Sichacha B'Shalvios Psula. If you use Shalvios, what are those? Seems to be wooden boards. Wooden boards that you started carving that are going to be used for a kli. So think about it for a minute. 1 second. Does it grow from the ground? Yes. Is it makabel tuma? No, it's not a kli yet. It's just a board. Pshute kliets. It's flat wooden kalim are not makabel tuma. And it's not mechubar. So doesn't it fit all the requirements? Yes. Why is it pasul midrabanan? Because these boards are going to be made into a kli. We don't allow you to use it even now, before it becomes a kli. Bizacharim kshera binikavios psula. There are certain types, remember this from the Bavli, of shafts. If you have an arrow, they used to put arrows on a shaft, on a long stick, and then use it for a bow and arrow. There are different types of shafts. Some have a hole in it, so the corner of the point of the arrow goes in it, and some of them are closed, and it goes into something in the arrow. So zachars are the ones that have a point, and the zakevas are the ones that have the hole. So, bizacharim's kshera, you could use the kshera ones. Why? Because those don't have a base kibble. It's not a kli, it's not a makabel tuma. Benekevas psula, the female one, so to speak, the ones with a receptacle, that's pasul. The achronim wonder, right, isn't this going to become a kli, and therefore maybe like the previous line we just said, the shalvios are pasul midrabanan, maybe the zacharim should also be pasul midrabanan. So you have to be mechalik between the two. Sich rabanitse pishtan psula, if somebody uses processed flax, anitse pishtan, right, processed flax pasul, that is pasul. Why? It's makabel tuma. Makabel tuma? How is it makabel tuma? It's not a piece of clothing. What can be makabel tuma? Only adam kelim ochle mashkim. Only four things. Four things can be makabel tuma. Food, drink, people, and utensils. That's it. If it's not one of those four, it's not makabel tuma. So processed flax, that's makabel tuma. Yeah, it's like clothing. Why? For what? Explains the Karbana Eda and the other mafarshim. It's makabel tumas negayim. It could get the spots of saras on it. Sometimes even raw. Process, as long as it's processed a little bit, it's possible you can't use it for schach. But if it's unprocessed, then it can't be get nigay begadim. Yes, so it's kasher. Sichra b'chavalim. What about ropes? What about a rope? Could you be masachi with a rope? Is tani tani kshera? Is tani tani psula? Machlokas. No machlokas. Manda mar kshera b'chavalim shel siv. The one that says kasher, it means type of fiber ropes that still kind of look like fiber. It wasn't really changed yet. So it still looks like the item of that it grew from the ground. Mandam psula b'chavalim shel pishtan, and the one that's pasul, those are flax ropes which are really changed from what they had looked like, and therefore you can't use them. Period. What's the source for all of these requirements of schach? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ksiv ba'aspecha migarnecha umiyekvecha. What? So the pashup shot of the pasig is this is telling you when sukkis is at the time of gathering. But the Chazal have a Torah Shel Peh Darshin. This is the definition of schach. Ba'aspecha, what you gather, meaning the refuse of migarnecha umiyekvecha, from your goren, from your threshing floor, and from your yekev, from your winery. Mipsoles shebegoren v'shebeyekev. That's what the definition of schach is. At osalacha schach. That's the mucker. That's the mucker for schach. So it has to be something that's
grows from the ground, not attached to the ground, not makabel toma. Reish Lakish, Reshim Elakish Amar, different shad. The aid yalim in aretz. A vapor went up from the ground and created a cloud. So we know the clouds, anan akavid, the sukkahs are like anan akavid. So we compare the schach to a cloud. To a cloud. Just like a cloud is not makabel toma, so to the schach are not makabel toma. See, shmamina ananim, but what do you see from there also? The aid yalim in haaretz. The vapor, the cloud went up from the ground. Reish Lakish says we view clouds as if they came from the ground. Right? The aid yalim in haaretz. Carbon eida. Shmamina ananim gidule karkaninu. The sukkah mi'ananim yalfinam. Clouds are, don't grow from the ground. Gidule karka don't grow from the ground, but they come from the ground. Right? The different halachic contexts are animals, gidule karka. The Rambam says for Hilchos Shabbos, yes. People are gidule karka. Right? Because ain't disha ele gidule karka. And you violate dash by punching somebody and giving them a black and blue mark. You violate dash. Person, gidule karka sometimes means grow from the ground. Sometimes it means nourished from the ground. And sometimes, so here too, created from the grounds. So that's why this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Amar Tanchuma, what's the machlokes? Whether you learn schach from the aspacha or from the clouds. Dein kedaite v'dein kedaite, they each go according to their reasoning. Rabbi Yochanan du amar anan mila mala hayu. Rabbi Yochanan holds elsewhere that we view clouds as coming from heaven. So that's why that can't be what the requirements for schach are. Du yalfa miyaspacha, that's why you have to learn it from miyaspacha. Rabbi Shimon Lakish amar anan mila matan hayu. No, Reish Lakish learned ananim come from below. Du yalfa miyananim, that's why you can learn it from ananim. Amar Rabbi Avin, dein kedaite v'dein kedaite, they each give a different mashal. Rabbi Yochanan, who says clouds come from the Shemayim, what's his mashal? Somebody gives you a bottle of wine as a present, they give you the bottle. They give you the bottle with the wine. So Hashem's giving us a present of rain, he's going to give us the bottle. The bottle is the clouds. Right? That's why the clouds and they're in the water, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says no. To Madamile, this is the mashal. Kahain to Amar Lachavre, Shlach Kubsach Vasav Lachachitim. You want some wheat of mine? Bring your container and you could take some wheat. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want some water? Bring your clouds. The clouds come up and then that'll get the water for us and then bring it down. What's this machlokas about? How do you view clouds? Must be a Dvar Machshava. I don't think it's a scientific machlokas. Must be a Dvar Machshava about the system of rain and water and evaporation and clouds. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Sure.